Tanya for the 17th of Cheshvan is in Igeres HaKedesh, the beginning of Simen Chof Ches 28. It's on page 294. The number at the bottom of the page is 574. In the previous letter, the Alter Rebbe wrote to the Chassidim of Menachem Mendel Vitebsker or Haradoker over the passing of the Tzaddik, in which he describes how the tzaddik is more present and his effect is felt even more after he passes away than while he was here on earth. This next letter is a letter written to the Rebbe's relative by marriage, his mechutn, to the Baidichev Rebbe, Rebbe Levi Yitzchak of Baidichev, on the also a letter of consolation over the passing of his son, the Baidichev's son, whose name was Meir. Chavches. Mashikosav lemechutonoi, a letter that he wrote, that the Alter Rebbe wrote, to his relative by marriage, Harav Hagon HaMefursam, the famous sage, Ish Elikim Kadesh Hashem, the godly man, holy of God, Amud Hayemini, Ner Yisrael, the light of Israel, Amud Hayemini, the pillar of the right side, Patish HaChazok, the strong hammer, Meireinu HaRav Levi Yitzchok Nishmosi Eden, Av Bezdin the Kehila Kadisha Baidichev, he was the Av Bezdin, the head of the court, the Jewish court of the holy community, Kehila Kadisha of Baidichev, Lenachamei, to console him, which is the purpose of the letter, Al Ptiras Benoi HaRav Meireinu HaRav Meir Nishmaseyein. Lomo Nismacha Parshas Miriam LeParshas Pozo. The Gemara says, why does the story of the passing of Miriam come next to, alongside, the portion that describes the offering of the red heifer? Leimaloch, so the Gemara says that the connection between them is, by writing them side by side, the Torah tells us that that just as the red heifer brings forgiveness, so also the passing of a tzaddik brings forgiveness. The red heifer brings forgiveness for the golden calf, for the sin of the golden calf, and the same way the Gemara says that the passing of a tzaddik brings forgiveness for sins. Tzarech lahavin, so we have to understand, lo manis mecha davka lepar adumo. If you want to bring out the point of the passing away of a tzaddik being a form of forgiveness, why bring it, the description of Miriam's passing, why connect it with the forgiveness that comes from the red heifer, which is not really a sin offering, a guilt offering? It's not a karb mechatos. The primary function of the paraduma, of the red heifer, was to bring purification from uncleanliness, not so much forgiveness for sin, although it did that too. So now the Alter Rebbe is asking, why does the Torah tell us that the passing of a tzaddik brings forgiveness by comparing it to the Parah Aduma? Why not compare it to an actual Karban Chatas? So Lomo Nismecho Davki LeParah Aduma, why is it connected, associated with the red heifer? And this should be in parentheses here. The Rebbe says that it should be in parentheses. Hanaseh Chutz L'Sholish Machanis. The red heifer was not brought on the altar in the Beis Hamikdash itself, but rather the whole Aveda of the red heifer was done outside of the camp. There were three camps when the Jews traveled in the desert: the camp of the Shekhinah, and then the camp of the Kohuna, or or Levia, and then the camp of Yisroel, and then outside of all three camps, that's where the Paraduma was made. So it's not really a carbon like other carbonis. Ella the chatas kari rachmana, except that the Torah describes it also as a chatas, as a forgiveness. But it is not an actual carbon chatas. B'ksav Yad, in another manuscript, the nuscha, the words, hanase b'chutz, the version there is hanase b'chutz, and min tevas l'sholish ha tevas rachmono lesa b'ksav Yad. And in that particular version, that manuscript, the words l'sholish machanos elo dechatas kari rachmono, those words don't appear in the manuscript at all. So back to the question now. Why does the Torah compare it, associate it, with the Parah Aduma? V'loinis macho l'pashachatos, rather than associating it with the chapter that deals with the Karbon Chatos, that is brought inside in the Beis HaMikdash and on the Mizbeach, and it is a full-fledged kapara. Its only purpose is to bring forgiveness. But it is known from the Zayhar and from the writings of the Ari, Seid HaKarbon Shalgabi HaMizbeach, the inner meaning of the sacrifices that were brought on the Mizbeach, Hein Bechinas HaLoas Man, it is the way in which we bring an arousal from above, from below, Minefesh HaBahamish HaBenoiga, originating in the animal soul that comes from Noiga, from the Klippa of Noiga, that Klippa that has a little bit of light to it, and from there we raise an arousal, a movement, an initiative, El Shor Shanu Mekeidon, we raise the animal soul and the animal things of the world to their source and root, Hein Bechinas Dalet Chayesha B'Merkavo, what is the source and root in heaven for all these animal level creatures, the animal soul and the physical animal and bird that are brought on the Mizbeach and so on. What is the source of their source? The four angels that are in the Merkava. Hanesis Esakise, in the vision of Yechezkel, where he saw a chariot, and on the chariot was the throne. And the angels that were carrying, the animals, or the angels that were carrying the throne, are described as Pnei Sheh, Pnei Nesher, the head of an ox and the head of an eagle, which is the animal and the bird that are brought on the Mizbeach. So the purpose of the Karbon, of bringing the animal or the bird to the Mizbeach, is to raise it up and return it to its source, to the faces on the chariot, this raising up, this initiative from below, when we are aroused from within ourselves to rise up to godliness, that's called a feminine response. The result of this is that it elicits a masculine response from above. So the result is that Nimshochen v'yerdemayim duchurim, that the masculine response is elicited, and it descends, mebechinas odom sh'al hakisei anikar b'shem malka v'zo, from the face of the man that is on the chair, on the throne. And that is a reference to Malchus and Zo, the king and the six emotions. However, in the burning of the red heifer, by throwing in the cedar wood and the grass, Unsinas mayim chayim el ha'ofar el ha'efer, and the placing of the living waters, mixing in the living waters into the ashes, which is all part of the service of the paradumon. So all of this is nikra b'shem kiddush mei chatas b'mishnah. The Mishnah describes this whole service, this whole activity, as kiddush mei chatas. The sanctification, the holiness of the sanctification of the waters of forgiveness. And sanctification, holiness, implies a holier level. V'hi b'chinas kiddush ha'elyein, this is a reference to a higher holiness. Hanikra b'shem tala d'beducha, that is described as the tal of bedelach. Atdu, which is a reference to Chachma, as you soon say, k'meshekosa b'zeir hakodesh, shehi b'chinas chachma ilo, this is the level of the supreme wisdom. U'meichas timo de'arich ampin, and it is the hidden inner knowledge, or inner chachma, of Arich Anpin, which is in Keser, va'alo itmar, and concerning it, it says, beduch tetuva, b'zeir hakodesh, in many places. In the Zeyar, that b'chachma is b'zizu, that with chachma, where chachma is revealed, is b'zizu. Everything is purified and clarified, v'is hapcha chashecha l'nahidu, and the result is that the darkness is turned into light, Dahainu Eilam HaTikun, Shen Nizbare V'Nistakin, which is the condition of the world of Tikun, of orderliness, in that it becomes purified and fixed, Al Yidei Meichos Timo Adar Champin, through the revelation of this concealed wisdom, concealed Chachma. Me Eilam HaTayu Shviras HaKelim, from the world of Tayu, where there was the breaking of the vessels, the disruption of the vessels, shenoflu b'biya, etc. Kaneda, and because of the disruption, the godliness fell into the lower worlds, and so on. So the difference between the regular sacrifice and the red heifer is that the regular sacrifice is an arousal from below that produces a response, return, reaction from above. And the reaction is the purifying or the elevation of the klipa of noiga. Since the animal that is brought is kosher, and the origin of the kosher animal is noiga, therefore it is the klipa of noiga that is raised up, and therefore it is the klipa of noiga that is purified from above in response. But the red heifer, it's called Kiddush Mechatos, that's a higher level of holiness, that is not evoked by our efforts and by our arousal below, but comes from above initially, and therefore it is capable of elevating and of correcting and of purifying even that which is lower than Klipas Noiga, even that which is the ultimate Klipa. Even there, the red heifer can bring purity. Purification. And that's why the red heifer can bring purification and forgiveness even for the lowest unholiness, the ultimate unholiness, that of death, even though it is the grandfather of all unholiness, and it is much, much lower than the level of Noiga, of Klipas Noiga, but because the red heifer's holiness and power is from a higher place, from a higher holiness, it is capable of reaching all the way down to the lowest level of this world and bringing thereto a purification. And so when the Torah associates the passing of a tzaddik with the red heifer, it's not only to tell you that the tzaddik's death brings forgiveness. That could have been indicated by an association with any of the sacrifices that bring forgiveness. The Torah picks necessarily the red heifer, which isn't really a sacrifice at all, in the full sense of the word, because it's trying to tell you two things. First of all, that the passing of a tzaddik brings forgiveness, and second of all, that it brings forgiveness in the same way that the heifer brings forgiveness, not like other sacrifices. The other sacrifices bring forgiveness for the level of noiga, whereas the sacrifice of the heifer brings forgiveness for every sin. The Hayyim Yom for the 17th of Cheshvan, that Rebbe writes that time has to be guarded. It's important to accept the yoke of Teshuvah. Every bit of time, every day that passes, is not just a day, but a serious life's concern. Days go by, as the Gemara says in Yerushalmi, Brachas, Aleph, Amud Aleph, a day enters and a day departs, etc., a week enters, etc., a month, a year. My father quoted the Alter Rebbe that a summer's day and a winter's night are like an entire year.